Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Taylor Bailey, and I'm the coordinating producer on the Play On podcast series, Macbeth. I've also been working at Play On Shakespeare from the beginning of the project, so I thought it would be great to interview some of the folks who have been working not only on the podcasts, but also on the translations of these plays from start to finish. Today, I interviewed playwright Migdalia Cruz, who crafted this contemporary translation of Macbeth, and actress Aisha Bennison, who worked alongside Migdalia on the script as her dramaturg. All right, so getting started, I'm just going to have you both introduce yourselves. Let me know where you are and then your connection to Macbeth and anything else you'd like to share today. And Migdalia, we'll start with you.
Hello, I am Migdalia Cruz, and I am the translator into modern English verse of Macbeth by Mr. William Shakespeare. And I am calling in from Irvington, New York, which is about 25 miles north of New York City. And I am happy to be here talking with y'all.
All right, Aisha, how about you?
Hello, I'm Aisha Bennison. I'm calling from London. And I am the dramaturg on Macbeth. Dare I say it? Is the roof going to fall in? Possibly. Everything else has. And I am a friend and admirer of dear Migdalia, and we've had most extraordinary time doing this work.
Well, I'm so excited to hear more about y'all's time on this work and also getting to know each other. I just want to jump in by giving folks a little bit of background on the two of you and sort of what led to this point. So, Migdalia, just curious, where did you grow up? When did you kind of get into the art? When did you learn that you were a writer?
Well, I grew up in the South Bronx, and my first play I wrote when I was 6 years old. It was a puppet show about civil rights. It was called The Birth of a Man Means Death to the Klan. So that was my first play. And all the Black men were Spalding balls, and all the Klansmen were made out of Kleenex tissues. So when they were about to lynch him, he asked for a cigarette for his last request, and they gave it to him. He took a match to light his cigarette, but then actually lit the Klan on fire. And that was my first play.
God.
I think I've always had this sensitivity to social issues in my work. So that was my first play, because I learned about playwriting first from puppet shows and seeing them. That's all we saw at my public school in the Bronx, as far as shows, were puppet shows, marionette shows. The Billboard marionettes would come, and it fascinated me, and I wanted to do that. But then when I was about 8 or 8 and a half, my best friend was raped and murdered and thrown off the roof of our building. And at that point, my parents decided they didn't want me to attend funerals that were so painful. But I decided that I needed to remember these times. I decided I wanted to start writing down a record of what our history was and what our neighborhood was like. So I wrote about Anita. I wrote that day about that day. And then I feel like that's when my real writing started, where I began to figure out what my themes were and my topics and what I thought was important that one should do when one was a writer. So, I think since then I've always sort of been interested in the theme of mourning, how people mourn, why they mourn, how long they mourn for. And I think that's in all my work. And so, I mean, I started out college as a math major, and I went to a science and math high school, but I ended college as with a BFA in playwriting, and then I went to Columbia for my MFA in playwriting. And then I really learned how to write from Maria Irene Fornes, who was my mentor at Intar mm-hmm. Theater in New York.
Well, I'm excited to talk more about how some of these things informed, you know, your work on Macbeth and where you saw yourself entering that. But I want to switch over to Aisha now. It's kind of the same question to you, Aisha. Where did you grow up and how did you first get into the world of theater?
Well, I grew up in the north of England, in Yorkshire. And I was lucky in that it was pretty small pickings there. But I went to grammar school, which meant that I had a very good education in those terms, I suppose. And I started doing plays. And that's why, I mean, like so many people, school plays. And I realized that I wanted to become an actor.
This is Michael Goodfriend, executive producer of the Play On podcast series. I hope you're enjoying this conversation with the creatives behind the scenes. To listen to the full interview, join the Play On supporting cast for just $5 a month, which by the time you hear this might be less than you'll pay for a gallon of gas. You'll get in-depth interviews featuring some of the most brilliant artists working today. You'll also enjoy ad-free episodes of the Play On podcast series. Subscribe today for $5 a month. Join the cast. Go to ncpodcast.com and sign up today. Thanks for listening.
Next Chapter Podcasts.